David Carey had a revelation when he was meditating. The photographer had been thinking about who could illustrate his new series, The Gnomes of Port Mood Y, a project that he started before the pandemic hit. Then, it came to him, Michel LeBlanc, a graphic designer and teacher, was a friend who Carey had known for years in Winnipeg before moving to Port Moody. I didn't think of him right away, but I was happy that I eventually did because I had always wanted to work with him, Carey told the Tri-City News on Monday. Over the course of the lockdown, the two traded images electronically to find the right fit. Carey sent him the storyline and photos of Port Moody while LeBlanc offered drawings of gnomes that Carey later photoshopped in. Their results can now be seen at Pomo Arts, and will be the subject of a Facebook Live talk and tour on Thursday, September 2 at 7:15 p.m. In total, they produced 19 pieces, measuring 12 by 18 inches, that tell a fanciful tale of gnomes wanting to get out to city life. In the story, the gnomes grow tired of the forest and seek permission from the regional council. They're given the okay, however, it's on condition that they maintain the city. I liked the idea of them contributing to society, Carey said, noting the idea for the series started when his wife began buying ceramic gnomes for their home. Unfortunately, though, due to the pandemic, the imaginary gnomes are forced back into the woods to quarantine. They will emerge again once COVID leaves, Carey promised. Meanwhile, Carey and LeBlanc will donate proceeds from their exhibition to the Share Family and Community Services Society, which runs the food bank in the Tri-Cities. The show is up until September 16 along with Coastal Spirit, Tatiana Merkov-Popovitsky, and We Can Ask for More, Cerisa Fitz-James. Visit the gallery at 2425 St. John Street or call 604-931-2008. For more information about Pomo Arts, go to pomoarts.ca.